Hey, buddies. Dan Medina back with The Great Debates. And I wanted to announce that we have results in on the astrology topic. Dave King argued the negative side, and guess what? He won.
Yes.
Oof. Yeah, I was arguing there might be something to astrology, and I was soundly defeated. Landslide of votes pro Dave.
Healy, you got to clear your throat, man. It sounds like you got something in your throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Hey guys, we're back with a very special edition of the Great Debates podcast. Today, micro debates. Oh my God, three topics, 4 minutes each, rapid fire, hurry up offense. We're going to start right into it. Topic number one. Healy's going to take the affirmative side of we will find the plane.
Okay, we're talking about the missing.
We all know what we're talking about. We don't have time.
It's somewhere deep in the bottom of the Indian Ocean. We know that. We actually have a lot of information about where it probably is. It's in very, very deep water. We're fairly certain of that. The Australian Navy is looking for it. And listen, humans have faced all kinds of incredible obstacles, and they've come up with amazing technology to find it. This is a massive machine that either broke apart into pieces, which we will find slowly, but more likely we'll find a big chunk of it at the bottom of the ocean. As sonar technology and detection technology improves, as human innovation gets better and better, we'll find that plane. We'll at least know where it is.
There are hundreds of thousands of ships, planes, vehicles of all kinds that are at the bottom of the ocean that no one is able to locate.
No one's bothering to locate.
That's not true. And please don't interrupt me during my opening statement, Healy.
I thought it was immediate freeze cadence.
I don't know. We didn't decide. But okay. The point is that this plane, as big as you think the ocean is,
yeah,
it's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's enormous.
Yeah. We already know roughly where the plane is because we have fairly good information, radar information tracking it.
We're being told that we have some decent information about where the plane is. That doesn't mean that they actually have good information about it.
There's a lot of monitoring that goes on in international airplane flights. We have pretty good info on where the plane is. There's been a lot of miscommunication. And there's possibly stuff they aren't telling us for various reasons, but we have fairly good information about where the plane is.
If you don't find something, anything, in the first 24 hours after it's lost, chances are you're not going to find that thing. And true, that goes for a pair of sunglasses just as it does for Amelia Earhart.
True in your house, not true of a giant plane. And also, thanks for bringing up Amelia Earhart, because it appears, as was in the news this week, that we have found the location of her plane some 70 years after it went missing.
We believe that we found possibly a part of her plane.
Yeah.
We do not know where her plane is.
It's very strong evidence, and we'll no doubt, now that we've been able to narrow down and get some strong evidence, we'll find even more of it. I mean, and it took 70 years, took a long time, but we're getting there. And that's what will happen with this plane, too. We may not find it today. We may not find it tomorrow. We'll find it.
By the time we develop the technology to find this plane, because we need to cover so many hundreds of thousands of square miles of ocean.
Hold on, let me. Some technology is developing so rapidly, it's almost incalculable. You know that's true. You know we're getting so much better, so much faster. When I went to college, we didn't have the internet. By the time.
That's not true.
10 years from now, we're going to have.
Why are you lying about.
I personally didn't have the internet in my house until I got to college.
Okay.
But in 10 years.
That's on you. That's on Mr. and Mrs. Healy.
10 years from now, we'll definitely have something that will enable us to find that plane if we haven't found it by then.
If we haven't found it by then, which we won't, we may develop the technology, but that doesn't mean the technology we have will be able to definitely find what amounts to a tiny, tiny little speck of metal in an unimaginably large span of water.
You need to stop attributing the whole ocean as our search radius. That's not, we know.
I'm not healing. I'm talking about even if you take one pixel on a map equal to the size of your computer screen and say, like, we know it's in this pixel. You still have trillions of gallons of cubic feet of water to examine. It's not, I'm not so naive as to think that they need to look in the whole ocean, but I'm smart enough to know that even a tiny fraction of the ocean is enormous.
When they found the Titanic, people were astounded. They couldn't believe what an accomplishment it was. And now, even Dr. Ballard would say, compared to what we have available now, relatively simple challenge. We'll find that plane, but just because human technology develops rapidly, oceanographic technology may be the last frontier, but we're making leaps and bounds in our science. James Cameron's going to get on the problem. We're going
to
have that.
I got to say really quickly, the reason we're not going to find the plane is that what happened to the plane, my theory, is that it kept going up.
To heaven.
Yes.
So you and Sarah Palin's theory.
And okay, time's up.
Next
on to the next
topic. Next debate.
Okay, micro debate topic number two. Dave's going to take the pro. Ice cream is the best.
There's nothing better than ice cream. If you've ever had one taste of the best, of your favorite flavor, even, hey, I'll go better. Take your fourth favorite flavor of ice cream and just imagine it in your mouth right now. Just the thought alone is setting off pleasure receptors, serotonin, dopamine. It relieves stress. Just the thought of eating ice cream is making me so happy right now that I'm going to incorporate this as a meditative technique in my everyday life. Healy, that's my opening statement.
You done? Keep
yeah,
going.
I don't
you
care.
Have as much time as you want. I really want you to like, get all your arguments out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? You're at the end, you're just going to surprise us by going like, sex is the best, I win.
Well, I'll even take sex off the table. Accomplishment, falling in love, a funny movie.
None of these are as good as
really
ice
hard.
Cream.
All of these are better than coffee, ice cream, my fourth flavor of ice cream.
All of the things you're listing come with complications. Love, falling in love
yeah.
is a complicated act. It's okay. not as good as ice cream. Ice cream isn't going to break up with you. Ice cream isn't going to break your heart, Healy.
I had the comic strip in 1994. What is listening to Caroline Ray? What is this? What are you doing?
I'm not trying to be funny, Healy. I'm trying to educate people about the beauty and the simplicity and the bestness.
No one needs to be educated
of ice
about
cream.
Ice cream.
That's
everybody
you're
knows
exactly
about
right.
It.
Everyone knows it's the best already.
Everybody knows they like it. It's a nice treat to have every once in a while. It's not as nice as walking with your lover on a summer's morning. It's not as nice as waking up in your bed next to your loving dog.
It's as good it's as it as, can be, Healy.
It's not as nice as a hike.
Would you rather, let me ask you this. Would you rather be walking hand in hand with a friend or walking hand in hand with a friend and eating ice cream? Would you rather wake up next to your dog or wake up next to your dog and your dog has already
That's
scooped
gross.
You out
You've
two
got ice
scoops
cream in
your bed. Of Baskin Robbins mint chocolate chip and a waffle cone?
Dave, you know this is a silly argument. You're doing the stuff you do when you have a silly argument, which is yell and sort of like go to some kind of fun
Healy,
comedy.
I can be as quiet and rational as you want me
to be. You really think ice cream is the best?
I
think
really
it's better
do.
Than a soothing massage, a trip to Las Vegas with
absolutely.
Your friends, reading a good book, the feel of firing a gun, seeing the guy you like get elected president.
Yes, absolutely.
Healy, pizza.
A soothing massage.
Root beer. Regular beer.
I mean,
marijuana.
Healy. If you're, I mean, you're picking terrible examples. A lot of people dislike the taste of root beer, myself included. A lot of people find the interaction of a massage to be complicated. A lot of times you have to wash a new shirt before you drink it. Sometimes
a
girl's winking at you because she's fucking with you and she's just playing with your emotions. A lot of times Chinese food makes you sick. It doesn't feel good. Tacos aren't always good. Sometimes they burn the meat. Sometimes the quality of the meat is inferior. You don't even know what you're eating.
Sometimes ice cream's terrible. What about when it's freezer burned and bad? Are you saying all ice cream is the best?
Not at all, really. I'm saying ice cream is the best. I'm saying there's nothing better than ice cream. What else do you want in your life? Get over yourself.
If you could have ice cream but you lose sex, would you do that? If you could have ice cream but you lose books, would you do that? If you could have ice cream but you lose music, would you do that? No.
I'll take ice cream over music, but I can't.
You would take ice cream over
music?
Yeah,
probably. I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just weird eccentricity.
Well, I have to, Healy.
Would you take ice cream over sports?
Healy, I'll take ice cream over
you're
anything
the
for
Patriots
the purposes.
Game,
not I have
ice cream.
It on. It's on in the background. You don't see me going over there, glance to look at it every 6 minutes.
Yeah, just because debate with
all I'm
is
thinking about is getting mint chocolate chip ice cream for Baskin Robbins. All I'm thinking about is going down to Ramekin and seeing what
you don't even
what
eat
flavors
ice cream
they
much.
Have. Healy, you have no idea how much I eat ice cream. I try not to eat ice cream that often because I'm fat.
Oh, so ice cream itself has complications.
That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, it comes with its own negative.
Well, ice cream.
Sex with someone you love is all good.
That's not necessarily true. What if you have an unwanted pregnancy? Which would you rather have? An unwanted pregnancy or a little extra room in your tummy?
Next debate.
Whew.
Okay, topic number three in our series of micro debates. We're going to close the day out. Dave's going to take the pro side again. Are you ready? Things would be better if our balls were. The topic, things would be better if our balls were inside.
I can't believe you wanted to take the other side of this.
Yeah.
Our balls are itchy. They get in the way of sexual activity often. They're cumbersome.
Get in the way. You're doing it wrong.
Healy, they can, yes, can they be a source of pleasure? Obviously. But just because they're on the inside doesn't mean they can't be a source of pleasure as well once we put them inside. It would be, just architecturally speaking, there's no reason not to move them inside if we could and still have efficient sperm. It just gets, it eliminates itchiness. It eliminates discomfort.
Who knows what kinds of new problems would be created by having our balls inside our body? Our balls are outside of our body because evolution follows patterns towards efficiency of survival of the species. It's left us with balls outside our body, which is kind of fun. You can play with them or whatever. It's kind of neat. You see them jiggling around. Look, you know, is having balls outside your body a nuisance sometimes? Sure, but it regulates the temperature of your sperm, which is very advantageous, in fact, necessary for human survival. And we just don't know what would happen if your balls were inside your body. Any number of crazy disasters could happen.
You're arguing one of the most common misconceptions of evolution, which is that anything that has evolved on the human body is, by definition, perfect or flawless or optimally designed for procreation. This is not necessarily the case. Evolution is simply the product of some mutations which became more popular over time. It doesn't mean that they were the ideal mutations. Yes, we evolved to have testicles on the outside of our body to regulate the temperature. That doesn't mean that we couldn't be more efficient with testicles in other parts of our body if one of our common ancestors had a different mutation. You haven't even listened to where I'm proposing that the testicles go.
Where should they go?
Under your jaw.
What?
What I'm proposing is that your testicles go under your jaw, just below the skin of your neck,
okay,
in such a way that more attention would be drawn to the bottom half of your face.
Oh, like a booby or a frigate bird, like that has a bulging neck.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Imagine for a second that all men had two. Don't picture.
Okay. Well, I have to get all new shirts first of all.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not describing it correctly. Don't picture sagging testicles hanging down from your neck. That's not what I'm describing.
Okay.
I want you to picture, basically, if you could push your lymph nodes to the side a bit and put your gonads sort of on either side of your throat.
Yeah,
and
make it harder to breathe. Your neck would be, injured your neck at all, your balls would get fucked up.
Your neck is one.
Your balls, don't forget, your balls are in this great, they're essentially in a cave. They're in this protective area.
Your balls are in an incredibly vulnerable position. They're hanging, distended, freestanding from the rest of your body. They're very easy, for example, for a wild animal to attack or for a sports injury to occur. We have tens of thousands of sports injuries which occur every year, which result in men being sterile or having problems with their testes.
Okay,
to the point where
this argument right here, if the balls were inside the body, America's Funniest Home Videos would lose, which we all know is the funniest show on television, would lose one of its number one.
Have you ever seen a guy get hit in the throat? Now imagine, that's funny.
No,
on its own.
No, that's awful.
Now imagine his balls were,
that's
there.
That's awful. He gasped for air. Like, getting hit in your balls is funny because it's painful, but like, you're going to be fine. That's why we laugh at a dad getting hit in the ball by his son's
T-ball. This is a frivolous side argument. I'm perfectly willing to give up the comedy of America's Funniest Home Videos if I don't have to scratch my balls as often as I do.
You know, what makes you think you're not going to be itchy?
You're not listening
your neck
to the design that I'm suggesting.
We're
for
in a necktie squeezing your balls.
They're not gonna hang low. Are you even listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're on the side of your throat. Okay, guys, vote for whoever you think prevailed overall in the micro debates.
Yes, all you have to do is, all either of you has had to have done today is win 2 out of 3 of the debates. Or you could argue that if you won 60% maybe of 3 debates.
That's interesting, as a total, sure. Can I also, I just want to add a final thought, which is to remind our viewers that the opinions expressed by the debaters do not necessarily reflect the opinions held by the debaters, which is to say that even though we're saying these things, we don't necessarily believe them. Thanks for listening.